This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, a long shot with a short gun. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. You're caught red-handed with an unlicensed and unregistered firearm, so there's no question but you're going to be found guilty, right? Not necessarily. This case involved a man who was upset his next-door neighbor refused to go drinking with him, so he banged on his neighbor's door, splashed wine all over it, and then showed up with a handgun tucked into his pants. The frightened neighbor called police, who responded within 2 minutes. They secured the defendant and the .32-caliber semi-automatic pistol, and the man was charged with carrying an unlicensed and unregistered firearm. The jury didn't buy his first defense, which was that he found the gun on the ground on the way home from work and was on his way to the police station to turn it in. But the appeals court did buy his argument that he couldn't register or license the gun because D.C. law at the time made it illegal to own a handgun in the first place. The court held that to make it impossible to register or license the gun may have violated his Second Amendment right to bear arms. So for a man caught red-handed with a semi-automatic, his conviction is anything but automatic, a second chance because of the Second Amendment. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.